USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More help is on the way in Afghanistan as the security situation unravels. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby providing an update to reporters.
Three battalions are preparing to move from their current locations in the Central Command Area responsibility to Kabul.
Kirby also talking about the purpose of this mission.
This is a specific, narrowly focused, tailored mission to help with the safe, secure movement of the reduction of civilian personnel.
The renewed eviction moratorium has survived a court challenge. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. refusing a request from landlords to block the moratorium. The freeze on evictions protects renters during the ongoing pandemic. It expires in early April. The Dow ending the week on a positive note at the closing bell, gaining 15 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Federal lawyers are trying to undo mask mandates in Nevada. A complaint filed Thursday seeking a court order to invalidate Governor Steve Sisolak's directive. It requires all students in Las Vegas and Reno to wear masks inside classrooms and on buses. U.S. troops are heading to Afghanistan. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
President Biden on Thursday ordered 3,000 U.S. troops to evacuate U.S. embassy staff from Kabul as the Taliban have captured Kandahar, the birthplace of their movement and the second largest city in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
The embassy remains open, and we plan to continue our diplomatic work in Afghanistan. The United States will continue to support consular services, and that includes the processing and operations of the Special Immigrant Visa Program, and will continue to engage in diplomacy with the Afghan government.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
We're learning more about the owner of a surfing school in Santa Barbara, California, who reportedly confessed to murdering his two young children with a spearfishing gun in Mexico.
Federal authorities have charged a self-proclaimed follower of the QAnon conspiracy theory with murder for the brutal deaths of his two young children in Mexico. Prosecutors charged Matthew Taylor Coleman of Santa Barbara with foreign murder of U.S. nationals for killing his two-year-old son and 10-month-old daughter. According to the criminal complaint, he stabbed them in the chest with a spear fishing gun in Rosarito, Baja California. He told the FBI that he killed his young children because they were going to grow into monsters. He told the FBI he was a believer of QAnon and was receiving visions that revealed his wife possessed serpent DNA and had passed it on to their children. Coleman's wife initially contacted the authorities on Saturday, saying the family was planning to go on a fishing trip, but instead her husband left in their Mercedes with their two children. The next day, she used the Find My iPhone application and contacted the FBI, saying they were in Rosarito. A police officer in Rosarito had found the bodies of the two children lying in a ditch. Coleman was arrested as he tried to re-enter the United States. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.